Welcome back. Wells Fargo Arena, 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships. We're up to 160 pounds right now. We've got Wes Cummings, Prairie City Monroe Jr., with a 46-2 record on the mat, and he's taking on Luke Hagman from Beckman Catholic. But real quick, let's run down to Russ. Russ, you got somebody you want to talk to.
Yeah, we got Coach Johnson down here. I'm down here on the Morton Builders wireless microphone. Coach, I know you'd have liked to win 4-0, but 3-1, so pretty good start for the Big Red Wrestlers.
Yeah, 3-1 is a very good start for a first round, so we're pleased with that. Would have liked to have seen Tiger pull it out. He had a tough opponent. He wrestled his heart out, and you know, for a period and a half, it was pretty close. So now he just got to come back on the backside, regroup, and try and get that match.
It looked like Matthew Lewis was a man on a mission. I mean, he had the number 3 ranked kid in the state, and he dominated. It looks like he's well where he needs to be mentally.
Oh, he is. He's done a lot to get himself prepared for this situation. So, you know, I had all the faith in Matthew that he was going to go out there and dominate. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's on a mission this weekend.
And Nathaniel Genabana, he had a bit of a tough match, but first time at state, get maybe a little of the butterflies out. We expect him to maybe be a little bit stronger in the next match, but it's win and move on, right?
Right. You know, we're going to win. At this point, we'd rather win ugly than lose looking good. So I think there was a little jitters, a little nerves there for Nate. Had a little bit of an adrenaline dump beforehand. I think he was winded about 30 seconds into the match. So I have no doubt he'll come back in his quarterfinal match strong tomorrow morning. He'll be ready to go.
Caden Kozarich, of course, has the experience here. He did a great job. We were breaking down the brackets last night. I mean, I think you have 3 kids that have a legitimate shot at Saturday night.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, we've looked at that, too, and we thought, you know what, these guys can do it. And if you break it down, where they are in the bracket, who they might face, you know, in their upcoming matches, so like these quarterfinal matches, we're pretty happy with the matchups. It went really the way that we thought it would. And then we just got to get past that one, then we'll look and see who we have in the semis. And at this point, you just got your one focus has to be your next match. You never want to look ahead in those brackets too much, as a competitor at least. But I think the opportunity's there. We have to go take it.
All right, Coach Johnson, thanks very much. This is a coach that thinks his team's got a chance to maybe finish as high as the top 5, maybe, but definitely top 10.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the way tournaments go, I always tell the guys, is like, just win, and then the team score will take care of itself. Don't even worry about it. Just worry about yourself, win your next match, and then we'll see where we end up.
All right, thanks, Coach. This is the Morton Builders wireless mic. Guys, back to you.
All right, thanks, Russ. Back over here on mat number 7 right now, we've got Wes Cummings, Prairie City Monroe, out in front, 2-0 to end the first period. We're going to start second period here with Cummings in the down position. Like I said, he leads 2-0 over his opponent, Luke Hagman of Beckman Catholic, Dyersville. And getting a caution there called on Cummings. Tried to get a little early start, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of get all these updates on who some of these kids are going to be wrestling in the wrestle backs, and it's tough, man. All these eight mats going at one time, and it goes at a fast pace, and you can't keep track of all of it.
Yeah, Cummings, he's in a dogfight down here. His opponent, Luke Hagman from Beckman Catholic Dyersville, 40-3 senior, and Cummings trying to work out the back door here to get the escape.
We've talked about this 3 or 4 times today. Here's another situation where it's the number 2 ranked wrestler versus the number 3 ranked wrestler. And if you're wondering why is that at home, it's because they don't see the state wrestling tournament. There's a formula that's put in place. There's 7 different formulas, and so there's 14 weight classes. So there's 2 of the same formulas at each weight, and they've been doing it for years, and I don't foresee any changes in the future, but this is just what you get.
Well, Cummings hits a nice stand-up switch here. He's going to get the 2-point reversal. He's out in front now, 4-0.
He may catch him on his back here, though. Oh, he got high. He's getting high.
Still maintains control here. Wes Cummings out in front, 4-0, over his opponent, Luke Hagerman from Beckman Catholic Dyersville. He's a little high, though, Kevin. He needs to try to get back on them hips.
Yeah, he does. He's probably pretty lucky he didn't get reversed there. He has done a nice job trying to stay in position. But now he's almost in position to try to turn him, but he's still a little bit high.
Yeah, he's trying to work a power half right now on the left side, and he's got his opponent broken down. But his opponent, Luke Hagman, Granby rolls, and we're on the edge of the mat here, almost out of bounds. And there we go, out of bounds, back to the center.
Yep, that's probably good. Get a new start for Cummins. Regroup. as a wrestler, I always hated to be in that position where you're kind of out of position and you're just doing whatever you need to do to try to hang on, either hope for a stalemate or get repositioned so you can maintain the good control.
Prairie City Monroe listeners, you're going to have your Lucas Rowland coming up here at 170 pounds here momentarily. But we're going to stick here with Wes Cummings on the restart. Minute 30 left to go in the second period. 4-0. Wes Cummings out in front of Luke Hagman.
Well, just thanks to a couple of quick sponsors here. Belzer Equipment there. Now be a Bluff Creek Archery Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care, and Community First Credit Union. Main sponsors here at the Iowa High School Athletic Association for KIIC.
Couldn't do it without them. Boy, Cummins really riding tough here to end out this second period. 4-0 score.
If you stay tuned, we're going to be bringing you Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, 170-pound match. He'll be coming up here shortly. He'll be taking on Carson Devine of Algona. You know, as I sit here and look at this site, we've been doing this, what, 5 years now, I think, something like that. And this site never gets old.
It sure doesn't.
Boy, it's good on my eyes.
Got that Southern Iowa Technology text line rolling in here. Awesome coverage. Thanks again, as usual. Mike's towing in the tow trucks and opening day. Listen to Thunder Country. Good luck to the Knoxville wrestlers and all Southern Iowa wrestlers from Mike's Towing. Well, thanks, Mike's Towing. Thanks for listening in today.
Yeah, and be sure to text in. The text hotline is 641-799-1437.
Cummings still out in front now, 4-0. Minute 30 to go here in the third period.
You know, and they're in a position, well, they did call a stalemate. You know, I was going to say, we're about in a position just to eat some time off the clock. And it shouldn't change up here, but you get some maybe some quicker calls on the stalemate. You get some quicker calls on the stalling. And you have a variety of officials. We got officials from Southern Iowa, from Central Iowa, Northern Iowa, Eastern Iowa. You know,
we're missing our official, though, Ron Terpstra. Where's he at?
Are we missing him?
That's a good point. Good point. Are we missing him?
He missed districts. How long of a vacation is he on?
I don't know. Now Cummings has got his opponent. They're trying to work a tilt here, but he's a little high. He's going to get reversed.
Yeah, but he still leads by a score of 4-2, 50 seconds left. Puts him in position, so his opponent has nothing to do but to probably cut him here. And he does. Now it's a score of 5-2. So now he's still going to have to either go take him down and take him to his back, or he's going to have to take him down twice. And I don't think you're taking Cummins down twice in 44 seconds left here. Number two versus number three in the state right here. First round, mat number seven.
And we got a stalling call here on Cummings. 30 seconds left to go.
Yep, he's going to have to maybe force a little action here. What you don't want is to give up a stalling call and then get taken down and have to take it into overtime here.
Yeah, and then now Hagman's in on a deep single leg shot. Cummings doing a nice job of whizzing out of it. Hagman now switches off to the front headlock, gets the two-point takedown. It's 5-4 your score here with 15 seconds left to go in the third period. Cummings to his feet, gets the escape. 6-4. 12 seconds left here. Hagman in on a deep single leg. Switches off to a double. Gets the two-point takedown. It's tied up now, Kevin. 6-6. 5 seconds left to go.
He's getting back points. Hagman's getting back points.
And gets the pin. Hagman gets the pin right as the time expires. Oh, wow. Was that not quick?
This is just my coaching opinion. It looked like Cummins was just trying to hang on to the win. He kind of quit wrestling there in the last 30-some seconds, knowing he had a little bit of a cushion, and you can't do that up here, not with the quality of opponents that they have.
How important is it at the state wrestling tournament, Kevin, to continue on your offense?
You've got to stay, you've got to stay focused for 6 minutes. And as a coach, that's what you tell your wrestlers. Just give me your best 6 minutes you got, because if you give me 5:45, It can be a heartbreaker, and that was a heartbreaker right there. That match was all Wes Cummings until the last 30 seconds right there.
Yep, and next available mat here, we're going to have Kobe Meyer of Knoxville, 37-9 junior, coming out here, and he'll be taking on Carson Devine of Algona.
Kobe Meyer of Knoxville. Devine, Meyer here, mat number 5, right now, 1-7.
So, yeah, that was a big turn of events in that match right there. Wes Cummins, number two ranked wrestler, goes down to the number three, Luke Hegman.
You know, it's been a great season for all these wrestlers to get here, and you hate to see them come up a little bit short, but think about the guy that did have the come from behind win. I mean, that's an exhilaration that you don't know until you've been on the mat and accomplished it.
Right, but it's different when you're sitting on our side and we're rooting for the PCM guy.
No doubt about
you
it.
Know, that's where it's...
No doubt about it. Hey, we're going to have Colby Meyer from Knoxville out here, and he's bout number 2076, and he is on mat 5. Mat 5 is Knoxville's.
Just underway.
Colby Meyer. He's going up against Carson Devine from Algona. 21-7 and a junior for Devine. And Colby Meyer, junior, he's 37-9. Shot in there by Devine. Meyer with a scramble. But he's going to get taken down. Nice little duck under there by Devine. He's got Colby Meyer now broken down. 2-0 the score. We're just underway here. 170-pounders on the mat. It's Colby Meyer from Knoxville trailing 2-0 against Carson Devine from Algona. So, hey, you Panthers fans, shout out to your school, to your friends. Let them know that live wrestling is here on 96.7. There's a nice scramble there by Colby Meyer, but it goes off the mat. Hey, want to thank Motor Inn of Knoxville while we got this little break in the action. They'd love to help you find a new or used vehicle. They also service vehicles. So, Motor Inn of Knoxville, back underway here. Colby Meyer tries to stand up. He trails 2-0 early going in the first period at 170 pounds. Folks, you're listening to live wrestling on 96.7 from Wells Fargo Arena. It is Knoxville's Colby Meyer at 170 pounds. This is the state championship. Bring it all live to you from the well. Meyer's trailing 2-0 in the first period. His Algona opponent, Devine, covers him. Trying to work a chicken wing right now. He's got Myers broken down on his stomach. Now Myers tries to clear that right arm, but a good job with two hands on one wrist for Devine, and Devine pins that wrist behind the back of Meyer, and he's got Meyer broken down. Going to go off that two-on-one and try to work a half Nelson in on the left side. With 26 seconds to go, nice job there, wiping it off by Meyer, and he gets back to his base.
We're going to be paying attention for Lucas Rowland at PCM. He'll be coming up shortly as well.
I want to thank Joe Knowles back at Quality Ag Service. He rocks, taking care of the business that's blowing up the phone, and I want to thank Joe for taking care of that today and all the team at Quality Ag Service. No action here. It's Meyer trailing 2-0 against Carson Devine from Algona as the first period closes out.
And we got Lucas Rowland right here on mat number 4. Early into the first period, he leads by a score of 2-1, 170 pounds, with a minute 30 left. His opponent, if I can find it here, get to the right page.
That's the 182-pounders, isn't it?
170. His opponent is Zach Williams of Webster City, senior, 38-7. Lucas Rowland, only a junior, 45-1 on the year. Number two ranked wrestler in the state, 170 pounds.
All right. Well, Colby Meyer is covering Devine from Algona to start the second period. He's got a deep waist ride in on the right-hand side for the Knoxville Panthers. Knoxville Panther Colby Meyer on the mat, competing at 170 pounds. He's just a junior, 37-9 on his season. He's working a deep waist ride now on the right side. He's got the right arm wrapped around the waist of Devine from Algona. Knoxville's Colby Meyer now works a chicken wing on the left side. Gets off the deep waist. Works up on top. Puts the double chicken wing in and tries to turn him back. Good job there by Devine trying to scoot to the outside of the mat, posting the opposite leg. And now Meyer trying to work him back to the middle. And when he works him back to the middle, has to give up one of the chicken wings. And when he does, a good stand-up by Devine to get the escape makes it 3-0. So a really good job there. Defensive wrestling by Carson Devine from Algona. Just got to the edge of the mat and stopped the momentum of Colby Meyer, and Meyer had to give up that one wing of the double chicken wing, and we did a good stand up there by Devine to get loose. Makes the score 3-0. We still have 40 seconds left in the second period. Wrestlers are on their feet at 170 pounds.
Hey, we have 16 seconds left here in the first period. Lucas Rowland done a nice job, got a takedown, and got two back points on his opponent. That's how he leads by a score of 6-1 as the clock ticks down at the end of the first period. And he's got him on his back again, getting more back points, potentially a pin with 5 seconds left. Not sure if he's going to get it here in the time frame. Time is up. He's going to get 3-point near fall. Roland is going to lead his opponent by a score 9-1 after the first period.
Boy, he had a good year last year, Lucas Roland. He was a fun one to watch for the Prairie City Monroe, the Mustangs. We're going to go to the third period for Knoxville's Kobe Meyer. The score will be 3-0, and I believe it will be Kobe Meyer's choice, and it is. He takes the down position, trailing 3-0. So Meyer gets set. His Algona opponent, Carson Devine, covers, and they're set. And on the whistle, it's a sit-out switch by Meyer. Nice job trailing around by Devine. Meyer now with a stand-up, tries a side roll, and now a stand-up switch. Good action here at 170 pounds. A nice scramble here, and a stand-up now by Meyer. Good job dropping back down on the legs by Devine, and Devine takes Meyer back to the mat and gets behind him and gains control. Now a stand-up attempt again by Meyer. Excellent action here at 170 pounds in the third period. Both these wrestlers, a lot of left in the tank, and a stand-up escape by Kobe Meyer. He has a point, 3-1 now. Takedown will tie it for Knoxville's Kobe Meyer. Want to thank Motor Inn in Knoxville again. To see 5 Motor Inn new and used inventories, go to MotorInnAutoGroup.com or stop in the Knoxville store today. Motor Inn can't wait to work for you, and they can't wait to see Kobe Meyer tie this thing up with a 2-point takedown here. A minute 10 left at 170 pounds. Knoxville's Kobe Meyer trying to knot this thing up. He scored the escape here just seconds ago. Now he's on his feet against Devine from Algona.
Here's an update on Lucas Roland match. At the beginning of the second period, Roland went down. Williams immediately put in a cradle and took Roland back for two to give him 3 points. But then Roland did a nice job, got out of it, got the reversal. Got some additional points. Now leads by he got the reversal. Now leads by a score 11-3, and riding his opponent Williams tough with 45 seconds left.
Well, there's 33 seconds left in Kobe Meyer's 170-pound match. He trails 3-1. It's a 2-point deficit as they go off the mat. A nice duck under to a double by Kobe Meyer as he went off the mat there. And this Devine kid, I wouldn't want to be behind against him. Looks to me like on his feet, he's a pretty good defensive wrestler. A really good shot in there by Kobe Meyer and fought off nicely with a whizzer out of bounds by Devine from Algona. So final 14 seconds. Kobe Meyer needs to try to work a takedown combination here. Set something up here with only 7 seconds to go. He's got to go. He's got to make a move. Even if it's a wild shot from way out there, he's got to take it. 3-2-1. Kobe Meyer is going to have to compete. On the consolation side, he goes down by the score of 3-1. A good effort by Knoxville's Kobe Meyer, but he does get defeated by Carson Devine from Algona.
Well, and Roland done a nice job turning his opponent right there at the end of the period to get a 2-point near fall. I thought it was going to give him 3. He's going to the third period and leads by a score of 13-3. Again, talking about that's a possible major decision. If not, he can get the pin here in the third, which would be big team points for PCM.
All right, next match that we're going to be looking for is also going to be a PCM wrestler. That's going to be Jaron Trausch. He's 43-4 on his season. He's going to go up against Jackson Gingrich from West Liberty, a 41-16 senior. So Trausch probably the favorite in that one, but a little bit of seniority maybe to Gingrich at 182 pounds. And then at 195, we're going to bring you the Ben Mason match. Ben Mason will be going up against Cade Hambly from Clear Lake. Clear Lake, always a tough competitor up here at Wells Fargo for the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. I want to thank the Sones and the Poes. They're listening in on 96.7 at their work. I don't know if they've got Alexa or the Thunderbolt app or what they're using, but I want to shout out to Pam and her team and wish Zach the best of luck on his recovery. A lot of good wrestling came out of that household. Pam Poe can be very proud of her outstanding progeny.
Hey, here's Lucas Roland still dominating his match. He's got another 3-point near fall to extend his lead to 16-3. Riding him tough here. We still got 55 seconds left to go. Be nice to see him get him turned over and get an additional 3 points. His Williams been called for stalling right now, but if he can get him turned over and get another back points, he's going to win by tech fall.
And that would be a good thing for the Prairie City team to kind of move them up in the rankings. And we get close to the conclusion of these heavyweights, we'll get you the scoring update, folks, on the team scores.
I think we're going to have Jaron Tross right now on mat number five. Already got a takedown on his opponent at 182. Trausch, another good PCM wrestler, 43-4 on the year.
And that is mat five, I believe?
Yes, on the Johnson Dragon mat.
That will be Jaron Trausch. He's 43-4 on his season. He's got the two-point lead here at 182 pounds. Going up against West Liberty's Jackson Gingrich. So we bring you all this wrestling, folks. Prairie City.
Hey, and we got 10 seconds Grinnell. Left. Lucas Rowland has opponent on his back. He's going to get the near fall. That's going to end it. Even though his opponent kind of reversed him getting out of it, once they declare that two-point near fall, 18-3. Lucas Rowland, big first-round match, big first-round for PCM, and he's going to advance on the winner's side.
Congratulations, PCM. Hey, Jim and Charlie's in Albia is your local affiliated food store with a fresh-cut meat counter. That's Charlie's department. They're open 7 days a week from 7 in the morning till 10 at night. And you can bring your empty cans and bottles back to Clint Eastlick there at Jim and Charlie's in the alley. And they've got that can redemption. They're a proud sponsor of Albia Athletics. That's Jim and Charlie's off the northwest corner of the square in Albia. Jim and Charlie's. All right, Jaron Trausch from PCM.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
as we get
Joe.
Set to go back to that action, I'm down here, Russ Oker on the Morton Builders Wireless mic. Grab Troy. That's a name Kevin Cochran. Well, Troy's going into the Hall of Fame this year as an official class of 89 down in Centerville, one of three Centerville people to be going into the Hall of Fame. Troy, first of all, congratulations. What an honor. How many years are you officiating?
I have officiated for 19 years. Retired when I had my knees replaced and my daughter got involved in some athletics herself.
All right. Do you miss it?
There are times. This time of the year is obviously the time that I think most of us miss it when we get away from it.
Well, you don't do it that long if you don't absolutely love the sport. What's Saturday night going to mean to you and your family?
You know, it's going to be really, it's just very humbling because you don't get into officiating thinking about going into any sort of a Hall of Fame. And then to go in with two other guys that were Centerville graduates as well, you know, Chad Zappel, were teammates together. So it's just a real neat honor to go in with the other guys from Centerville.
The sport is, I think numbers are down in all sports for officiating. What do you say to somebody young that wants to get into it or somebody not so young that wants to get into officiating wrestling?
You know, the good thing about officiating is you really get to set your own schedule. If I want to work Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, I decide that. I don't have to worry as a coach. You have to worry about grades and parents and kids and skin infections. So you really you get to set your own schedule and really determine the number of dates that you work every year versus being a coach. You have to be there every night, every weekend. That's the one best thing. And you got the best seat in the house.
All right. Well, Troy, thanks so much. Congratulations. Before I let you go, give us a quick thought on your classmate, Kevin Cochran. He's going to be on the mic all weekend. Is there anything we need to know about him? Can we trust this guy?
Yeah, you can. Kevin's extremely knowledgeable. He'll do a great job, and I've listened to him many times.
All right. Thanks. Troy Seeley going into the Hall of Fame Saturday night. It's going to be a great night. Let's get back to the action, guys.
All right. Hey, Russ, just tell Seeley I'll pay him off later for those comments. Appreciate it. The book back action, Jaron Trausch. Mat number five.
8-1.
8-1. He leads.
He's been in control of this match all the way through. He gave up an escape. We're going to go to the third period with a seven-point advantage for Prairie City Monroe's Jaron Trausch. Just a couple of matches away from Ben Mason from Albia going to take the mat. Gives us an opportunity here in between periods for Jaron Trausch to thank the fine sponsors that are helping us bring this Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth broadcast to you. And that would include the United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate. Oh, Nate and Ryan Ammons, they're a United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate prime source for Southern Iowa investment ag, recreational, and hunting land. Check them out on the web at uciiowa.com or give them a call at their headquarters location there in Albia. All right, now here's an escape by the Gingrich kid from West Liberty. Makes the score 10-2, and now a quick takedown here by Trausch makes it 12-2. So Trausch taking care of business here for Prairie City Monroe right now.
Hey Joe, he's here's one might be up your alley. Mat number three, we got Ben Mason of Albia just taking the mat, just underway.
He's going to be up against Cade Hambley from Clear Lake. So we'll keep you updated on Prairie City as there's about 45 ticks in that one. But right now, Ben Mason shakes hands, and he is underway at 195 pounds. Albie's Ben Mason, the Masonizer, on his feet.
Is this Ben's first trip here to the
It is, Ben. Ben was about 5-6 seconds away from getting up here last year. Had a little bit of trouble in the final seconds of the third period at the districts, but he is here today representing the Albie Blue Demons, and he's trying in on there on a fireman's carry right at the edge of the mat, and a good whizzer there by Hambley from Clear Lake to stop it as they go off the mat. But I like Ben's aggressiveness there. He just dropped levels, tried to get in there on that fireman's carry, but good whizzer there on the opposite side. And now it's a scramble, and they come out in the neutral position. A shot and a reshot there. This Hamble kid moves just as well as Ben Mason, folks. And if you've seen Ben Mason, he is a fast-moving 195-pounder. Now there's the Kelly move. And he's got him dumped over right side. He's going to get the 2 points. And good job there by Hambley avoiding the back points. But it's a two-point takedown on the Kelly move for Ben Mason. Ben Mason in control now at the edge of the mat with 1 minute gone in the first period. Ben Mason takes the lid off scoring jar for the Blue Demons. And that's a two-point takedown. That's a two-point lead. We're right at the edge of the mat. A stand-up here by Hambley from Clear Lake. And then off the mat with 38 seconds left in the first period. 2-0, Mason on top.
Hey, here's a... From the text hotline, we've got streaming from Western Montana. Only thing better to listen to KIC would be sitting in Wells Fargo.
Well, there is a crowd here, folks, for the Class 2A. A lot of schools in 2A. This will be the biggest crowd that we see for the first round, most likely. But we have got Ben Mason on the mat at 195 pounds against Hambley. Hambley hits a switch on the whistle. Good job falling around by Mason. Now another switch by Hambley, but he can't clear his left arm. And Ben Mason pins that left arm back and is able to break him down with a deep waist. Now he bars the arm on the left side. Good job getting to his base by Hambley. We got 20 seconds left in this first period. It's Ben Mason covering Hambley from Clear Lake. It's Albia on top, 2-0. First period action here at 195 pounds from Wells Fargo Arena. It's Albia's Ben Mason trying to work a chicken wing on the left side. He bars the arm on the right. Good job posting the opposite leg by Hambley. And now Hambley with stand-up and 1 second to go. He gets out, and it's just a little bit too late to score the escape. So it was a nice one-minute ride for Ben Mason after the nifty Kelly takedown. So we'll go to the second period. Ben Mason's choice. He defers. Hambley takes down. Hambley in the down position. Ben had him down there close to a pinning combination earlier, but a nice stand-up here off the whistle by Hambley. Now Hambley tries a Granby roll, and good pressure there by Ben Mason, and that went nowhere. Ben almost caught him on his back a little bit there on that Granby roll. Puts the pressure on now and has he's broken down. He's going to try a T-bar. Ben back on the hips a little bit. Might like to see him get up off those hips a little bit and try a half Nelson or chicken wing while he's got him broken down here. It is 195-pound action. Ben Mason with a deep waist ride. Now he tries a chicken wing on the left. A stand-up now by Hambley. Hambley with the stand-up. Mason gets around behind. Drops down to a leg. Brings him back to the mat, but a good stand-up that time by Hambley, and he gets loose. Ben just lost hand control there and had to give up that escape. Makes the score 2-1. So the wrestlers on their feet with 1:10 to go in the second period. 1:10 to go and counting. Good flurry of action here, 195-pounders. A lot of times these big boys, you see them do a lot of dance around the middle of the mat and then work their way off the edge of the mat, but these guys have kept the pressure on.
Hey, we had Ron Terpstra text into the text hotline here, and looks like he's having a pretty good time wherever he's at. Not sure where it is, but I can't believe he gives up wrestling for whatever he's doing down there.
Looks like he's got somewhere on a beach, maybe, huh? That's nice stuff, Ron. Keep those coming, and looks to me like you guys might have a little bit too many clothes on for the environs that you're enjoying. So if you're listening, Ron, try to enjoy yourself and relax. Enjoy that good weather. All right, we got Ben Mason now on a whistle restart. Have to go off the edge of the mat. It is a nice takedown there by Ben, and Ben gets the two-point takedown, gets behind. Yes, it's a two-point takedown, makes the score 4-1 for Albie's Ben Mason. He leads now in the second period with 15 seconds left to go. 4-1 for Ben Mason, and he's working a chicken wing. A good stand-up there by Hambley, though. Oh, man, Ben Mason working hard here on top, going to try to hang on for the final 4 seconds. Hambley might get an escape here. He's out, but he's got a hold of the leg, and no points awarded. 4-1, Ben Mason advancing here to the third period with the three-point lead, and he will have his choice in the third period. He takes neutral. So
I like that choice, Joe. I like Ben Mason on his feet here, and I like Ben Mason's ability.
Oh, he's in deep on
that deep.
He's deep on a single
crotch.
Leg, but he's got his head to the outside. He's got that high crotch single in there. Going to try to work his head to the outside. His opponent, Hambly, oh, yeah,
great.
Nice textbook single to double.
Yep, no, well, nice just job crossing over. That's when your head's on the outside, you've got to cross over to the other leg. And did a nice job.
Textbook single to double, 6-1 now. Ben Mason working with control of the legs. He's got a figure four on the right ankle of Hambly. And Ben Mason here in control. Want to thank the fine folks at Crazy Metal Art here. While Ben Mason advances through this third period with a 6-1 lead, we got great sponsors, folks, and we're bringing you this live action from Wells Fargo Arena. The Albion Blue Demons trying to go 2-for-2 here in the first round as 195-pounder Ben Mason is on the mat enjoying a 6-1 advantage with 1 minute to go. So Ben needs to work real hard here on top, keep doing what he's done the first 5 minutes of this match, and finish it out. He's riding with a deep waist right now. Oh, nice job there on the wrestler from Clear Lake. He tried to work a side roll, and Ben just about got caught in, but popped his arm out and was able to almost get a tilt combination in there. Now he's got a good bar arm on the right, chicken wing on the left. Let's see if he can run this thing, Kevin. He's got that chicken wing in on the right-hand side. If he can get that thing past parallel with 33 seconds to go, he's working on top. Going to try to get this thing turned over with a chicken wing, and I think he's wearing out Cade Hambly from Clear Lake here in the final 25 seconds.
He's got it in there tight, Joe, and they've been doing a nice job going side to side, trying to get him one way. The greatest thing about it is that's a great way to make time tick off the clock, as we got 11 seconds left here, and Ben Mason just lets him go. Now leads by a score of 6-2, and Ben can really just dance around.
Well, I tell you what, a little bit of a, I'm going to put my binoculars on that, but that was a little bit of a cheap shot there by Hambly. And yeah, Hambly's taking a couple of thumbs into the eyes of Ben. Ben's just backing up.
And time's out.
Time is out. Ben wins by the score of 6-2. Congratulations, Albia's Ben Mason joins his 120-pound teammate Aiden Reeves on the championship side here at Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Want to thank the fine folks at People's State Bank. Let People's State Bank, your only locally owned bank, help you pin your low mortgage rate. People's State Bank is proud to sponsor live wrestling coverage on Thunder Country KIIC. People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. And Kevin, that was a good match there for Albia's Ben Mason. He gets onto the championship side.
Big match, you know, it's and good for Southern Iowa. It's nice having Aiden win his match, Ben win his match. And just looking at it, Ben's going to have a tough opponent next round. He's got the number one ranked wrestler, Esmol, from West Liberty. So, but you know what? Up on this stage, anything can happen.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. West Liberty's having a pretty good tournament here. They brought several wrestlers.
We're going to be bringing Chase Bellin of Knoxville. Next opponent at 220 pounds, a senior. He's going to be taking on Hunter Crawford of Independence, the seventh-ranked wrestler, another senior. And they'll be coming, I believe they're the next match, bout number 2101, and Matt, bout 2100 is on the mat. So the next available mat, we're going to bring you Chase Bellin of Knoxville, 220 pounds.
Hey, folks, listening over in the Jefferson County area, let the folks at Fairfield High School know that we're going to bring you the 285-pound match of Brendan Lunsford, so they can broadcast that in their schools and see how their Fairfield qualifier. He's a senior, 37-3, does.
Hey, guys, I've got, I'm down here on the Morton Builders wireless mic. I got Ben Mason fresh off the mat, gets the win in the first round. Ben, it's got to feel real good to get that first one under your belt.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was really nervous coming into this. I've never been at the state tournament before, so getting in and getting a win on the first match is really big for me.
What do your coaches say to you to try to calm you down before a match like this when it's your first time?
Just wrestle how I wrestle. I mean, it's worked for me all year, so why would I change it now?
Absolutely. So now you get the rest of the day to kind of hang out, but I'm sure that you got a lot of mental preparation to do. What's the rest of the day hold for you?
Probably going to go back to the hotel room, take a nap, maybe get a light workout in tonight, and just think about my matches tomorrow and going out there and wrestle hard tomorrow.
How's your weight? Is it in check?
My weight's perfect. I don't even have to worry about it, man.
Great, man. Hey, congratulations. Have fun. We'll see you tomorrow. Big win for Ben Mason. We're on the Morton Builders wireless mic. Back to you guys.
That's always a good feeling when you don't have to worry about your weight, man. That's always a good feeling. That's one of the other things up here. You got to make weight every day, and some of these guys, you know, they can gain 6, 8, 10 pounds in a day if they're not careful. So, yeah, some of them have to get a major workout in just in order to make weight for tomorrow morning. But we are on mat number two here is Knoxville's Chase Bellin against Hunter Crawford. No, I'm sorry. We got one more. That's 2101. He's 2102. So it is going to be the next match.
Yeah, he'll be the next one up.
I'm too anxious, Joe, jumping the gun here. Normally I don't come up until late on Thursday, and you guys already got me tuned in, ready to go.
Well, we're glad to have Kevin Cochran up here. He has been with us, I think, what, 5, 6 years now?
I think this is my fifth.
Fifth year, yeah. So fifth year for Kevin Cochran being up here with us at the Wells Fargo Arena. It is a great venue. It's a lot different from the old Veterans Memorial Auditorium next door, but really a better place to have an event like this.
It's not quite the electricity as what old Veterans Memorial Auditorium was, but
one thing about it, though, you don't have the shuffle, with the spectators.
That's what I miss. I mean, you could be right on the edge of the mat.
All right. Got Calvin Woodard listening in on 96.7. He's going to be rooting for the Ottumwa Bulldogs in Class 3A when they come out and all the area wrestlers. Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening in. If you're just tuning in, wanting to get that classic country sound on 96.7, this is a special event. It's the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, and we're bringing it live to you here. We've got a great broadcast team. We've got Travis Zapital, Kevin Cochran, got Russ Oker down in the tunnel, taking you really to something special. The mat side mics and the tunnel mics, They actually don't let us go mat side anymore. But
sorry about that, Joe. I was just trying to tune in there.
Chase Bellin from Knoxville getting ready to take the mat here at 220 pounds. He's minute 43 to go here in the opening period.
Very good event here. Can you hear me now, Travis? All right, we're back on loud and clear. Hey, we've got great sponsors, too. How about Boyle and Henderson PC? It's that time of year. It's that time of year that you need to be thinking about your taxes. So why wrestle around trying to file your taxes when Boyle and Henderson PC in Albia and Oski can help you pin down that refund that you're looking for? Call Boyle and Henderson at 932-27567. That's 932-7567 to schedule your tax appointment today.
All right, we got a little blood timeout going on down here on mat number six. Chase Bellin of Knoxville.
Bellin from Knoxville. Well, thank those fine folks at Motor Inn in Knoxville and Zapital Spraying Service bringing us these matches. And that blood is not coming out of Bellin. Looks like that's Hunter Crawford from Independence. He's a senior, 41-6. Bellin doing a great job in his senior campaign with 42 wins against 7 losses. So we get done cleaning up the blood from Hunter Crawford and Chase Bellin. Back on the mat here on 96.7. This is 220-pound action.
0-0 your score here.
That Crawford kid's got a pretty good right, Travis. You see that little pummeling there? I think he got a thump right in the eye of Chase Bellin. Chase didn't like it very well.
Yeah. Chase now in on the collar tie, trying to gain some hand control. Break separation there.
Yeah, Chase has got his fingers wrapped up in. There's a nice shot in there by Bellin. Good sprawl, though, by Crawford from Independence. And with 44 seconds to go, we still have no score. Wrestlers are on their feet. Bellin now works into a collar tie again. Now separation. And just kind of a 440-pound dance right now, Travis.
Yeah, these wrestlers just still filling each other out here in this first period.
Now there's a single in there by Independence. This is Lunsford, or excuse me, Crawford.
Off the edge of the mat, going to go back to the center here. 18 seconds left to go here in the first period, but we're going to have another little blood time.
I don't think he's bleeding, but his plug that was in his nose to stop the bleeding popped out, so they're going to put another one in there. They're not counting the blood time right now. But
got a text coming in here. Go EBF Rockets from the coaches of the EBF football team.
Hey, and we're just a few minutes away from Tyler Landgreep going to be taking the mat on the consolation side. at 120 pounds.
Good luck to Joey Mitchell from Button here this afternoon. So,
yep. Tyler, he ran into a buzzsaw. Drake Doolittle from Webster City in his opening match. All right, we're going to have Chase Bell back on the mat against Independence. Yeah, they're still. Oh, they're cleaning blood up off the mat where the nose plug fell out. So they'll clean that up. The wrestlers are both ready to roll. Look like they brought the 5 gallon bucket of water out on that one, Travis.
Yeah, we got a pretty good mess going on down here on mat number six with 18 seconds left to go. 0-0. Your scorer here for Chase Bell in the Knoxville.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, this is the 2018 High School Wrestling Championships at Wells Fargo. We are high above the eight mats that are on the floor for the Class 2A first round action. We've got Knoxville's 220-pounder out there, Chase Bell, on his feet with only 5 seconds to go. They go off the mat, and now we have more blood timeout for Independence's Hunter Crawford. This is the third stoppage that we've had for blood timeout. Gives us a chance to thank some of our great partners, which would include William Penn University. In today's job market, having a degree is more important than ever. William Penn University offers programs that Iowa's most sought-after companies are looking for. Visit www.wmpenn.edu to learn more. Also want to thank Works is Concrete. Contract Works is Concrete for all your concrete jobs, from a patio to driveway to basement. Works is Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Works is Concrete today at 641-799-5586. We've still got blood timeout, so we'll keep on thanking our sponsors here. I want to thank Care Initiatives and Oakwood Specialty Care. They're located just south of the Albia Square in Albia. That's Oakwood Specialty Care. They provide the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services.
Well, we got Brendan Lunsford up on mat number seven of Fairfield here at heavyweight to kind of round out this first round of Class 2A. And then we'll go right into the wrestle backs at the conclusion of this round.
And I believe our first competitor on the Constellation side will be Tyler Landgrebe at 120.
No, we're going to have Landon Fenton. Here's who we have in the wrestleback so far up to this point. Landon Fenton of PCM, Brody Beck of Grinnell, Tyler Landgrebe at 120 from EBF, Devon Goring from Dallas or Davis County at 126, 138, Colby Toole from PCM, 145, Tiger Terpstra of Centerville, Wes Cummings from PCM at 160, Colby Meyer of Knoxville at 170, and we'll see who gets to wrestle back here at the conclusion of some of these matches. We still got the Knoxville wrestler out there, and we got Fairfield, Brendan Lunsford.
And they are just underway. Lunsford's got the kid from Creston, Blake Sevier. He's a senior, 36-13 on his season. Lunsford.
No, he's 47-4. He's got Spencer.
Spencer on the bottom side, yeah.
So
Spencer Trinari.
Lunsford is the number seven or sixth ranked wrestler, and his opponent, Trinari, is the number five ranked wrestler. So another situation where you got two quality wrestlers seeing each other in the first round.
All right. Well, we're going to get started on the second period with Bellum, 220. They got the blood cleaned up there, and there is no score. Bellum will take down. Oh, and a tilt in here by Independence. And almost got back points. That would have been tough to give up points from the bottom. But they go off the mat before he can get the points. So Bellum from Knoxville will continue to be covered by his Independence opponent. Meanwhile, Fairfield, 285-pound super heavyweight, no score. It is Lunsford from Fairfield and Trinari from Clarion Goldfield Dowds. Now we've got more blood timeout, so we will bring you, that's the blood timeout that we've been fighting, the Independence wrestler. Looks like he's got 3 minutes and 2 seconds of blood timeout left. So he started out with five, and he's burned through 40% of it here, and there is still a minute left in the second period, and there's no score in that match. So we'll go to 285. Lunsford is still on his feet in a, I guess you call this a 570-pound dance, Kevin. No scoring here early on, but there's an ill-advised shot by Lunsford, and a nice job ducking under by Trinari, and Trinari gets the two-point takedown. Just a little bit of a wild shot there by Lunsford, and he gives up that two-point takedown. Now Fairfield's Lunsford trails by a score of 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different style when you get into these boys. 285 pounds, which maybe they all don't weigh 285. I'm not sure what Lunsford weighs, but there's a lot of weight on that mat down there.
And there's 220-pounders out there now, and there is a attempted side roll by Bellin as he almost gets caught on his back, but no points awarded, but he's broken down right now at 220 pounds. Knoxville's Chase Bellin is being ridden by Hunter Crawford with 57 seconds to go here in this second period. So Bellin really needing to score from the bottom here at 220 pounds. There's no score in this match, and he really needs to get that first point. That becomes critical if it goes into criteria in the in a sudden victory or overtime situation.
At the start of second period, Lunsford started on top and basically just kind of let his opponent go. These big boys get to their feet. It's hard to take them back down. Uh-oh, Lunsford in trouble. Ooh, gets thrown to his back and gets pinned.
Tell us about
28 seconds
that.
Left into the second period. He walked right into it. Basically, his opponent just kind of locked him up and just hit a little hip toss right to his back.
And it went feet to back, huh?
And they went feet to back and done.
Well, we still have another stoppage for blood timeout here in the 220-pound match. It's still the second period. Chase Bellin has started this period on the bottom, and he's been ridden hard by Hunter Crawford from Independence. But Crawford counting down to the final 2 minutes and 10 seconds of his blood time, and they cut the blood time off, and I think there's 2 minutes and 8 seconds left of blood timeout, and he started with 5, so he's burned through... He's burned through 3 minutes of blood timeout, and we've brought it all to you here live on 96.7. This is high school wrestling action. 220-pounders are on the mat. That's Chase Bellin from Knoxville. He's up against Hunter Crawford from Independence. And there's 27 seconds left on the restart in the second period. And Bellin gets promptly pushed down onto his stomach. He needs to get to his base, Kevin, and make something happen here. But Hunter Crawford really putting the pressure on right now with a chicken wing on the left and trying to bar the arm on the right. Good job there for Bellin by posting the opposite leg and wiping off that arm bar, but he needs to get to his base and score a point here. There has not been a point scored yet in this match, and we will go to the third period scoreless, and it will be Crawford from Independence's choice, and he takes down.
Hey, and we're going to be going right back into the wrestle backs. As we've stated, some of the wrestle backs earlier, we already got the little guys out here on the mat. Like I said, so we're going to be looking for Landon Fenton of PCM.
That's a 106-pound match.
106-pound. Looks so much different because you got, now that you got the little bitty guys, you got the big guys out there. They look like ants compared to these other giants.
And is that PCM against Osage on mat number 3?
Yes.
Okay, we got mat number 3 just underway here. And
that is Landon Fenton of PCM versus Avery Abeen from Osage.
And it's Abeen with the takedown, but really gave him the takedown and then an escape quickly by Prairie City. So, and now a takedown and feet to back for PCM. He's
a pin.
And a pin for PCM. He came from behind. He got a, and that happened in a minute and 45 seconds for PCM at 106 pounds. A great win for
Landon Fenton,
yep.
Big win. That A.V. Abeen was the number 4 ranked wrestler at 106.
And he was ahead 2-1, but he went feet to back and got him stuck. The Osage kid goes down in green. All right, now there's an escape here by Independence's wrestler against Lance Bellin. That's Hunter Crawford with a 1-0 lead for Independence. So Bellin now is going to need a takedown to win this thing in the final minute. There's been 1 point scored in this match, and that was the escape that we just saw on a stand-up by Hunter Crawford from Independence. So Chase Bellin from Knoxville going to need to get his opponent down and under control for the two-point takedown to win this thing.
Hey, and we've got right now on mat number 8, Brody Beck of Grinnell in his wrestle back against Keezer Ingen of Decorah, just underway as well. So we've got wrestlers at 113, 120, 126, 138. So we're going to be coming at you quick because there's half as many matches
half
in these
the
wrestlebacks.
Yep. And the losers of these matches that we call to you now on the lighter weights will be eliminated from the tournament. The 220-pound match that we're still bringing you, and the reason why that 220-pound match is still going is because of 3 minutes of blood timeout by the independent wrestler, Hunter Crawford. But he has the 1-0 lead, and there are only 17 seconds left. Let's see what Chase Bellum has in his tank and what he can bring at Hunter Crawford. And he's just doing a collar tie right now. He needs to hit a move. Try a single leg. Try a double leg. Try a side roll. Headlock. Anything right here. 1 second to go. It really didn't ever take a shot, Kevin.
No, it's, you know, it's one of those things where we heard Ben Mason talk, you know, hey, it was my first time up here. I was nervous. And you don't know how many of those kids have that same feeling. It's a mentality thing. How are you going to perform? How are you going to do up here under this big stage, all these people watching?
Oh. And there was a penalty. I was wrong about that. There's a penalty point awarded, and the score is now 1-1 on Chase Bellum's match. Chase Bellum's still on the mat. That was counting down through 1 minute, and they stopped the match to award a point. It wasn't the time expiring. It was the minute expiring, and they gave a stall call to Chase Bellum, and he now is tied 1-1. So a takedown would untie it, or we could go to sudden victory here. This is excellent wrestling here, 220 pounds.
Well, not to burst your bubble, but they're in sudden victory. They are in the fourth period in the sudden victory. This is the minute, and so a takedown here will win it for either wrestler.
A stall call against Independence ties the thing up, and Chase Bellum from Knoxville trying to get the takedown and get the sudden victory.
Brody Beck got a good takedown on his opponent there in the first period. As they come to a close, he's going to lead his opponent by a score of 2-0. Getting ready for the second period on the flip, but the action's right here on mat number six, Chase Bellum.
That was the best shot that Chase Bellum has taken, but he couldn't get his hands loose. And there's a nice single leg in there by the Independence wrestler, and he is right at the edge of the mat. A nice wizard coming around, and wizards right off the mat out of bounds is Bellum, and that was a nice defensive move against Hunter Crawford from Independence to stop that takedown. And with 3 seconds to go, the wrestlers just do a collar tie and go to the fifth period overtime. All right, so folks, listening in on 96.7, this is how overtime goes. You get 1 minute of sudden victory. If either wrestler scores a point, any kind of a point, it could be from a penalty or a score, that wrestler is the winner. They call it sudden victory. Now there will be two 30-second periods, and they will wrestle just as a normal period. So whoever comes out on top at the conclusion of those two periods will be the winner. If it's still tied, there will be a 30-second period. One wrestler will have the choice to take up or down. And if he gets out, he wins. If he doesn't get out, he loses.
And the key there is that the person who gets the choice is the wrestler that scored the first point in the match.
And that would be Independence's Hunter Crawford. He got that first escape because Bellum was ridden in the whole second period.
Beck's over here in his match, halfway through the second period. They started neutral on their feet, and it's still a 2-0 tie as they go out of bounds. Beck defended the shot of his opponent, got out of bounds, back starting here. Beck only a sophomore.
And here's a stand-up escape with 8 seconds to go, and they go off the mat, and they do give the escape to Chase Bellum. So Bellum is up now 2-1. In the fifth period.
And here's the key. Here's the thing in the 30 seconds. Is even if you get out, you have to keep wrestling. You could get out, you could score a takedown, and you could score 3 points in those 30 seconds, and then your opponent gets the same 30 seconds here. So
he needs a 30-second ride, folks. Oh, there's a good sit-out switch, and Bellum just lets him go because it was going to be a two-point reversal if he was not going to just cut him. Oh, now a good shot in there by Bellum. Bellum's had better shots here in the overtime than he did in the first 6 minutes of this match. We are still tied now, 2-2. There's been a penalty on Independence and a couple of escapes for Independence and an escape for Chase Bellum. That makes your score 2-2 here. This is still a first-round matchup, and we are progressing right on through the consolation sides.
Yeah, so next up, hey, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, keep your
Tyler
stay tuned
Landgraby.
Here. Tyler Landgraby is coming up. They are on bout number 21-20, and Landgraby is bout number 21-22.
Okay.
So, nope, now they've got 21-21 out there, so he will be the next available Matt coming out.
Well, let's hope that it's this Knoxville Matt, and we can get a 30-second ride out of Chase Bellum here at 220 pounds. Hey, it's a ton of fun bringing you this exciting wrestling action here, this 220-pound match. Good ride here. Now we're 2-2. This is the final period, and it's Bellum trying to ride in this final period, and if he can't hold on to him here, it will be, this is the final overtime period, folks. It's 2-2, it's all knotted up, and Bellum is going to need to ride him for another 16 seconds.
Yep, if he can ride him, then he'll be awarded the 1 point.
Yep. If he gets out, he loses. So what an exciting match. Goes all the way. And there's the stand-up escape for Independence. And Independence wins by the score 3-2 in the ultimate final overtime period. Tough loss for Chase Bellum.
Yep.
He was out there on the mat competing like a champion, but he goes down to defeat. Got that 20-second ride, and he needed a 30-second one.
Yep, it's the ultimate tiebreaker, you know, and it's one of those things where you really want to try to go to an ankle, but, man, he's been warned for stalling. You can't give up a stall call either that you don't want to do.
All right, Tyler Landgreeb is on the mat number seven. That's the one we there's Tyler. He's out there on his feet, just underway. Okay, EBF Rockets, here is Tyler Landgreeb.
He's in on a single.
He's on a single, goes to a double and gets the 2 points. Comes out the backside around with control with a deep waist ride. That's Tyler Landgreeb. And now he's working a chicken wing on the left side. Boy, he looks tough out there at 120 pounds, folks.
He's got him barred up. He's trying to put a half in, run it to one side or the other. He's got plenty of time here. He's got him on his back already.
Yeah.
He's getting the count. Oh, nope. Now he's getting the count.
That's tight.
Joe, that is tight.
They got to call
potentially dangerous. No back points awarded. Man, that was. Whew.
Well, he was on the wrong side of that half. And if he could have cast it over, I think he would have been able to get more leverage as well as avoiding the potentially dangerous.
I think I felt my shoulder pop up here, though.
Yeah, that was the right call. It was potentially dangerous. All right.
Brody Beck real quick in his match in third period, 50 seconds left. He leads by a score of 5-0. He's riding his opponent tough on top, so he just needs to hang on for the next 45 seconds, and he's going to advance on here at the Iowa High School State Tournament.
And I believe... Tyler's opponent is from New Hampton, is that right?
Yeah, Carson Babcock of New Hampton, Turkey Valley, I think I wrote it down wrong.
Well, it's a 2-point advantage with a minute left in the first period for Tyler Landgreeb. He had a nice double leg takedown, gets control. Now he's working a chicken wing on the left-hand side.
He's got it tight again.
He's got him broken down with the deep waist on the right-hand side, but he can't get the arm barred on the right-hand side while he's got the chicken wing locked up on the left. So he gives up the chicken wing and now gets back on the hips. He was just a little bit too high. Nice job getting back on the hips by Tyler Landgreeb, your EBF Rocket, rocketing his way through this first period with a 2-0 lead. Down to 25 seconds to go. He's giving him a heck of a ride, and now he's just a little bit too high, but he works with a pinning combination, works that half Nelson on the right-hand side, got a little bit too high,
but he's
turned him over just before.
But he's getting his back points.
Oh, yeah, he's getting his back points
tight.
He's got it in there tight.
He's got 10 seconds left here to maybe try to get the pin, and he's squeezing him.
It's going to be potentially dangerous again. It was a similar combination. Oh, no, he's going to call it. He's going to call full Nelson on Tyler Landgreeb. Illegal hold on Tyler Landgreeb. Got a little bit of full Nelson in there, but it's 5-1 now with a 3-point near fall and the 1 point. And Tyler's asking for clarification on what that illegal hold was. But as he was trying to cast over and go from a half on one side to a half on another, he just barely got underneath that other arm, and they called it a full Nelson. So 5-1 the score, 7 seconds to go in the first period.
I would kind of agree with Brett Little there trying to argue. I mean, he had a bar in and a half and had him tight. I don't know how you can have a full Nelson if you have a bar in.
Well, I didn't have my binoculars up to it, but I'd say Coach Little's a lot closer than I am, and he wasn't very happy about that call. But it's 5-1, a 4-point lead for Tyler Landgreeb. He gets the choice. He takes down. So he will be in the down position here at 120 pounds and make sure that we don't miss that 126-pound match from Davis County's Davin Gehring.
Yep, well, Brody Beck won his wrestle back.
For Grinnell.
For Grinnell, and he'll advance on. We got Goring is on mat number two. Just getting ready to get underway.
Here's a stand-up escape for Tyler Landgreeb, so he's on his feet now with a 6-1 lead. just underway. 10 seconds gone. They're off the mat in the second period at 120 pounds. Great match here for you, folks, on 96.7. Want to thank Community First Credit Union for helping bring you this broadcast. They can deposit checks on the go, bank with their mobile app, live chat, online anywhere, anytime, and enjoy an easier way to bank at C-First. At C-First, together is better. And Tyler Landgreeb out there on the mat competing for the EBF Rockets. And he is enjoying a 6-1 lead. Oh, but a nice little duck under there. And
he's got to take him to the mat to get his points.
He gave him the points.
Oh, did he give the points?
It's 3-6 now, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to over here watch the Gorey match. He's underway. He's wrestling Colby Hewlett of Creston Orient Maxburg and gets taken down kind of immediately and trails by a score to 2-0.
Right now we're back to the center of the mat. Tyler is on the bottom for EBF. He gets a good stand-up, working hand control. New Hampton kid tries to take him back down. And he does get him back down on the mat. Tyler now with stand-up. They go off the edge of the mat with a minute and 6 seconds left in this second period. 3-6 your score. And it's Landgreeb on top.
This is one of those situations we talked about earlier, man. Landgreeb, he has to keep wrestling. Okay, there's a minute five left. Just give everything you got for this next minute five. You lead by three.
And he will be covering his opponent in the third period. I'm sure he will take down. Oh, and there's a nice stand-up there by Landgreeb. Oh, but a tilt being put in by New Hampton, and he catches Tyler in a tilt, and he's getting back points. It's going to tie this thing up. I don't think it's a combination that you could pin him with, but it's a three-point near-fall tilt for New Hampton. Makes the score 3-3. They're right at the edge of the mat. Cannot see the action because of spectators in the way, but Tyler rolls through it, but he finds himself tied up 3-3. He was almost out, Kevin, and the kid just dropped down and just threw his legs across. He grabbed his arm and caught it right in a T-bone, a T-bar, and was able to work that tilt for three near-fall points, and that is a tie match right now, 6-6 with 31 seconds to go. So EBF Rockets listening in at the schools in Eddyville and Blakesburg and Fremont. Root your man, Tyler Landgreeb, on as he's got 20 seconds left here. He's being covered in the second period by his opponent, Carson Babcock from New Hampton. New Hampton now, boy, he's putting a good ride on now.
He is. It'd be nice, though, with about 10 seconds left. Landgreeb just get to his feet and get a point here.
Untie this thing, because he's going to have to cover Babcock to start this third period. I'm sure Babcock will take down.
So Goring from Davis County over here, mat number two, got put on his back for 3 points there in the first period, and he finds himself trailing 5-0 as they start the second period. And Hewlett immediately out and extends the lead 6-0.
Well, Tyler Landgreeb will be covering Babcock to start this third period in a tied match. Tyler Landgreeb scored the first 6 points of the match, and it looks like with Babcock trying to achieve an escape here, he scored the next six. Oh, and here's a tilt here by Tyler. Tyler trying to work a tilt. If he can just get him past parallel, oh, he did just for a second, but now he works up to a chicken wing. So Landgreeb going to try that pinning combination again. He had that T-bar in, trying to work a tilt. He got a one count, but not a two count, so did not achieve the shoulders pass parallel long enough to get the near fall. But he's riding hard here with a minute and 30 to go. I think the coaches are probably going to tell him to ride him till there's about 50 seconds to go and then cut him and try to take him down. Because right now he's trying to put the head in the hole there on the left-hand side, folks. The head in the hole is where you put your head in your opponent's armpit and try to take the arm that you are putting your head in that armpit, call that the head in the hole, and stretch that arm out, and then walk around the head as fast as you can, duck your head underneath the armpit, and use your head as the lever to turn your opponent over.
That's plus, you can put a lot of pressure on that way, too.
That's right, and stretch that arm out and really make that elbow feel uncomfortable. But good job there by Babcock getting out of that. Now Babcock trying to work a sit-out, and Tyler's just a little bit too high, but he's got the chicken wing in, but he's still too high, and Babcock is going to come out the back, and nope, Tyler hangs on to the arm. He hangs onto the arm with 36 seconds to go, but he can't quite hang onto it long enough, and it is Babcock coming out from the bottom and gets the two-point reversal to make the score 8-6. So Tyler Landgreeb, he needs to get off his stomach here and get up and out and continue this match. It's 8-6 right now, and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's Tyler Landgreeb trails here in the third period There are 18 seconds left. Tyler needs to bust out, either get a reversal to tie it up or get the escape and a takedown, get the win. There's a stand-up. Now stand-up switch. Good job there by Babcock trailing. Oh, there's a good roll by... A good roll and a reversal and back points for Tyler Landgrebe. He rolls out of it on a side roll. He got Babcock out of position. He's got him on his back. It will be a win for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremonts. Tyler Landgrebe, way to go, Tyler. With 12 seconds to go, Tyler Landgrebe got his position and rolled right out of it, got the reversal, got the three near fall points, and wins by that score of 11-8. And Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, that was the most exciting match that we've had today. Tyler Landgrebe, way to go.
That's what we talked about, man. You just got to keep wrestling. Ties it up with the reversal and gets the three-point near fall right there in the end as the 5 seconds was counting off the clock. Now we got Goring and Davis County over here. He trails by a score 8-0 with in the third period with a minute 30 left. Hewlett of Creston leading that match. And we've got Chase Shirk of PCM right now. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties.
I see they've got the clock off on that one.
The clock's off, so I don't know, maybe somebody went and unplugged something.
Hey, guys, I got Tyler Landgrebe here. Tyler, way to come back there. Close the match. You're down by two. Get the reverse back points. Get the win. Talk us through that.
Man, you just got to keep wrestling. You never know what's going to happen up here. Anybody can be beat. Just clear your mind and keep wrestling.
Well, congratulations. Now you're going to get the rest of the afternoon off, get some rest, relax, come back tomorrow.
Yep.
Hey, Travis, tell Tyler congratulations from Rocket Nation, and everybody is rooting for him and all the area wrestlers. And he was a great example of wrestling the full 6 minutes till the final whistle. What a great job for Tyler.
All right, thanks. Congratulations, Tyler. Hey, I got Coach Little here. Coach, walk us through them last 15 seconds.
That's the heart that we needed to fight with the last 2 weeks as a team, and we didn't do it. That's why we only got one up here today. You know, he's not wrestling for himself right now. He's wrestling for all of us.
Yeah, you bet. You know, Rocket Nation kind of had a little disappointment here in the last couple weeks leading up to the state.
You
but
call it is, yeah.
But, you know, you got one here, and and you got a big win here in the consolation side. You're going to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we'll get up and come for a medal.
All right, congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
All right, here, back here in the action, mat number two, Goring of Davis County still trailing 8-0 with 15 seconds left. Hewlett in on a single leg, trying to get him taken down here. Goring trying to fight it off as the clock ticks down. Goring is going to be done for the tournament, but nice effort. It was nice to see Davis County get somebody up here. It's been a few years since they've had somebody. But good effort. I believe he's only a sophomore. He's got a couple more years. No, he's a junior, so he's got one more year, but I like what I see in that young man. Got Chase Shirk in a 2-2 tie here in the third period. They've got the clock working again on mat number 8 of PCM. He's wrestling Carter Weeks, I believe, of Williamsburg.
We saw Weeks up at the sectional district, and a pretty good competitor there, Weeks. And right now it's a 3-2 advantage for our Prairie City Monroe wrestler.
No, I'm sorry. Weeks is from Vinton Shellsburg. The singlets look a lot of the same. Vinton Shellsburg is where
The Williamsburg kid went on. All right. Here's a potentially dangerous here for PCM, 126-pounder. That is on mat number 8. Mat number 8. I'm a little bit handicapped up here, Kevin, because I need my binoculars to see the mats, and I need my glasses to read the fine print on everything else.
I'm with you. This first year I've had to put these darn things on, and it is. You take them on, put them off, and, you know, there's 224 wrestlers here in Class 2A and all these weight classes, and it's hard to keep them straight sometimes. But Chase Shirk of PCM's finding himself in a little bit of trouble here. Almost going to go to his back. Didn't get off. It's a 4-4 tie right now with 18 seconds left. Been a couple reversals here. 126 pounds. Now Shirk's getting back points. Got the two. Weeks looks like he's going to get the two back points. As the clock ticks down, 3-2-1. And 2 points are going to be awarded to Weeks. And Shirk's going to go down 6-4. But we got some controversy over here. PCM talking to the official on the count, I think, of did he meet criteria. And criteria for near fall is 45-degree angle.
And he is not going to walk off the mat. They still haven't raised the hand of the Shellsburg kid as a winner, and now they do. So, sure, he will be done. His senior season ends at Wells Fargo. Congratulations on a good season to Chase Shirk from Prairie City Monroe. All right. Next up on the second round, this consolation
well, we
side.
Got Colby Toole, PCM, bout number 2133. He is on mat number seven right here.
That's the one we right across from the one we were just watching. And that is a one-to-one tie right now. And that match has advanced out of the first period to the second period. So it will be a one-to-one tie. PCM on the bottom tries to sit-out switch. It's Creston against Prairie City Monroe.
Then we're going to have Tiger Terps, Joe Centerville, coming up with 145 pounds. Actually, I think he is up. Tiger Terps are on mat number five right there next to Toole.
Well, you give us the Terpstra match, and I'll give you the Toole match.
Okay.
No score for Terpstra?
No, he got the takedown awarded, but his opponent immediately come up to his feet as they went out of bounds, but his hands touched the mat. He did get the takedown, and Tiger is taking on Colton Vest of South Tama, the number seven-ranked wrestler. So Tiger has had a tough, tough draw here in his first trip to Wells Fargo.
138-pounder Toole does get the escape to take the lid off the scoring. It's 1-0 for Prairie City Monroe at 138.
Tiger got there in a scramble where it almost looked like he was going to give up the reversal. They scrambled. Somehow Tiger caught him on his back, has the two count right now, but still trying to work the Turk. Now he awards the two-point near fall. Now it's 4-0, and Terpstra is still in position to possibly get him turned here, but riding tough. Barring him up, just trying to break him down, not give anything up. Gets to his feet. Tiger goes to a leg.
Minute left at 138. Toole has a 1-0 lead. Wrestlers on their feet.
Terpstra's match goes out of bounds here. Him and Vest coming back to the center. 35 seconds left here in the first period. Tiger looking pretty solid here. Has a little trouble keeping Vest down.
Hey, want to thank Sean Wardlow and the Wardlow family there at Sinclair Tractor. Tough luck for
Steven.
Yep, he had a good run. Came up just short of being here at the well, but they're rooting the Centerville Big Reds on. Right now, Toole is going to start the third period. And are they going to give him a takedown here? Doesn't look like it. Should be third period, be 1-0 with Toole on top for Prairie City Monroe. Boy, it looked to me like he got a takedown there, but they did not award it.
Tiger's done a nice job of controlling. They've had a lot of situations where Vest looked like he was going to get out, and Terpstra's dropped to a leg. They went out of bounds, back to the center. Got 10 seconds here left, still in the first period. Terpstra leads 4-0. Just don't give anything away here with 5 seconds left. And Tiger's done a nice job of, see how he's driving into it. He got that head in the hole like we talked about earlier. And again, they go out of bounds. But, man, Tiger's kind of leaving it all out there right now. But this is do or die. The loser of this match goes home.
Absolutely right.
Or is sitting in the stands watching the rest of the tournament from the stands. One of the two. It's not very fun sitting up there in the stands watching everybody else wrestle.
Especially after you haven't cooled down from your shower yet. Right now, we're going to go to the third period, and it is wrestlers on their feet. A 1-0 lead for Toole from Prairie City Monroe against Creston Orient Maxburg, 138-pounder. Wrestlers are on their feet. That's Cade Vicker from Creston. Oh, Vicker in there on a nice single leg. Good sprawl by Toole. And Toole uses that sprawl real hard, puts a hard crossface in, kind of an old-school crossface.
My favorite kind.
The swinging variety. And I don't think Vickers is going to get a takedown out of it. But a nice job stopping that by Toole. There's 43 seconds left in this match.
And Terpstra's in the second period. Vest went down, had a couple scramble situations. He did find a way to get an escape, so now it's 4-1 in favor of Terpstra, but Vest trying to get in on a single leg on the edge of the mat, and he gets the takedown to tighten that score 4-3. So now we're going to find out if Tiger can get out from underneath him, which will make a big determination on what the choice is in the third period.
Okay. Wrestlers are on their feet here. It is a... For Tool.
Looks like Tool's...
That's a 10, not a 0.
Yeah, it's 10-1 in favor of Tool. Now 12-1 in favor of Tool. With,
yep.
As time runs out,
Tool
big
wins.
Advancement for Tool.
Yep. So, way to go, Prairie City Monroe. The cheerleaders, all six of those girls, get up and cheer for Tool from Prairie City Monroe. Congratulations. Now we can give all of our attention to Centerville's Tiger Terpstra.
Well, Invest has been trying to find a way to turn Terpstra, trying to get him tilted. There's a two count right there. He's going to get two out of it. It's not been awarded yet, as he still has the same hold on.
It's that T-bar. You're working that T-bar
the
to
two.
A tilt. Yep.
So now we're in the second period here. Terpstra trails 5-4.
Oh, he
trying
could come
to
out of this.
But he could, but he's tilted. He can't give up any back points here, and he's getting the count,
you know,
here.
It's a roll where he almost got out of it, and it's a combination where that kid from South Tama is just super savvy working that tilt, and, you know, he's just...
It's one of those things where Tiger could have ended up on top getting back points.
Yep, and instead he gives up three on a flippity-flop tilt.
Yep, end of the second with 3 points now. It's an 8-4 lead by Vest of South Tama.
So Vest has scored 8 consecutive points against Tiger Terpstra, and I like Tiger's chances on his feet, and he does take neutral. So he takes neutral. He's going to try to come in on Vest and try to go feet to back on him or take him down, let him take him down.
Couple takedowns here. Maybe catch him on his back like we did there in the first period. But
oh,
Vest,
there's a
Vest
wizard right
to
now.
Throw him.
Yeah, Tiger, you got a cast over right there. Can't quite get it done. Tiger's got the wizard on as they go off the mat out of bounds. Tiger definitely working a upper body here. Going to try to throw him.
Well, at this point, we need a feet to back. You're down 4. You got a minute 45 left here.
There's a lot of time left.
Vest in on a nice shot, and Terps are trying to whip him over, Statue of Liberty style.
But he rolled through. He rolled right through it.
And now he's giving up the tilt.
That tilt has been his nemesis against this South Tama wrestler. That is.
Did he get a two count? Is it a two count?
I'm looking through my binoculars, and it appears.
I mean, he's still got the same hold on. He's not awarded the points. I can't see his fingers on the other side.
His fingers are a two right now. But he's still got the combination in. He could continue the count. Nope, he's going to call it a three.
No, it's a three.
Call it a three.
It's a three count. So right now, it's really a 13-4 lead by Vest.
Yeah, big 5-point move there.
Terpstra's got to make something happen big time here.
Well, he's on the bottom. He's got his base, and he got rid of that tilt. So let's see what he can do. He's got to try to side roll there. I tell you what, this kid from South Tama wrestles really high, but just before he loses control against Tiger Terpstra, he finds a way to grab a trailing arm or leg and turn it into a situation where he keeps his control. Right now, he's got Tiger broken down on his stomach with 33 seconds to go. Centerville's Tiger Terpstra with a 9-point deficit needs to come up off of his stomach.
Yeah, 13 unanswered points.
Try something crazy like a Granby roll, but he's got to get off. He got to get off his stomach. You can't score from your stomach. And now there's going to be more back points for Vest from South Tama County.
And gets the pin.
Nope.
Oh no!
Potentially dangerous.
Okay.
Potentially dangerous.
I heard somebody hit a mat. It must not have been his mat.
Yeah, potentially dangerous, but it is a couple more near fall points. Makes the score 15-4.
Yep, 15-4, and Tiger has not had any success trying to get out from underneath him here. But what a good, just a good trip to be able to get up here for Tiger. It's his first time. You know, you definitely don't want to come up here and go 0-2, but you know what? He's had a successful year. He's the type of athlete. He's an all-state. He gives everything he's got in every sport. He plays every sport, plays baseball, football, you know, wrestles. And senior year.
Tough loss here, but a great season for Tiger Terpstra. And want to thank the fine folks at Crazy Metal Art helping bring these broadcasts to you here. Folks, we are live from Wells Fargo Arena. It is the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. I want to thank Jody McCoy at Hometown Realty. Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home for the real estate service you deserve and the person that you trust. Contact Jody McCoy. She's a real estate agent with Hometown Realty. Her phone number is 641-799-4450. She's a big Centerville Big Rad fan, and good luck to all the wrestlers from Jody McCoy at Hometown Realty. And Big Reds have really had a pretty good tournament, though.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, they got three guys on the front side. You know, Tiger Tiger had the toughest draw out of all of them. You know, had the number two guy right out of the bat, and then has to wrestle number seven and a wrestle back. But, everybody's proud of him. He's done an excellent job, give everything he's had. But now we're going to talk about Wes Cummings from PCM on mat number eight. Here we're going against Alex Freeberg of Sergeant Bluff Luton, a senior. A 0-0, minute 15 left here in the first period. Cummings, the number two ranked wrestler on the year, throws him to his back, catches him on his back, and are we
Saturday
gonna get
night
pin?
Riding him, pinning him.
Done.
Yeah. He didn't like what happened in the first match against that Hageman kid from Beckman Catholic, and Cummings comes out, gets that pin, call it in 52 seconds for Wes Cummings from PCM. Thank you very much to Summers Car Credit and Southern Iowa Technologies for bringing that match to you here at Wells Fargo Arena. And really, just a taking care of business type pin there for Wes Cummings.
Yeah, well, it was almost like the whole first period. There was not much action, 0-0. Next thing you know, boom, he's on his back, and it was like literally 3 seconds once he hit his back, and boom, that was it.
Yep. So we got a couple more matches coming up for you. We got Knoxville's Kobe Meyer at 170. We'll have Bellum at 220 for Knoxville.
Actually, Meyer is going to be the next matchup.
All right, we'll bring that one to you, as well as Fairfield's 285-pounder, Brendan Lunsford. And
Chase Bellum.
All right.
Knoxville. So we got Knoxville on the mat. I believe.
See where they sent those two grapplers.
21-50. Like mat number one. Mat number one. They're making their way to the mat right now. Colby Meyer is going to be wrestling Noah Glasser of New Hampton. New Hampton, I believe, the number one ranked team here in Class 2A. But
hey,
they
guys,
got several on the wrestle backs.
As you get set to go there, I want to get down here to Coach Johnson so he can get with his team. Just a quick thought on his day. The Big Red Day is over. You got three guys on the championship side, Coach. Disappointing for Tiger Terpstra. He's been a lot to your program. This is where you want it to end for him, is at state. We're awful proud of him, but I know he's disappointed. But tell us what he's meant to your program.
Oh, Tiger's one of those guys that shows up every day and works hard. He did a lot of work in the off season, and a great example for all the young guys on our team that, you get what you earn, and Tiger definitely earned his trip here to Wells Fargo. I know he's really disappointed, and we're disappointed for him too right now, but I think when he looks back at this, he's got a lot to be proud of.
Well, he had a great start there. The best kid just turned it up a notch, got him on his back with a few tilts. But let's talk about the three kids that are going on tomorrow. So now, what's the rest of the day look like for you and your coaching staff? How do you prepare for tomorrow?
Well, I know the kids have already went and checked their weight and kind of see where they're sitting. We're going to go back to the hotel, relax a little bit, get cleaned up. And then they all want to get massages at Jordan Creek in the middle. So they've been looking forward to that all week. So we're going to go to the mall and eat some lunch. And then I think we're going to come back here around 5 o'clock and get a good workout in, try and get our weight down a little bit and get ready to go for tomorrow.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Pretty good day for the Centerville Big Reds. Three out of four guys on the winner's side of this thing. We say goodbye to Tiger Terps for a great senior. Let's get back to the wrestling action. I'm Russ Oaker on KIIC.
Hey, a nice double leg takedown there by Freeberg from Sergeant Bluff Luton against, Kobe Meyer out there from Knoxville against the Glasser kid, Glosser. And Glosser takes him down, works chicken wing now. Can't make that chicken wing work. Cast over, puts a half in. Ooh, power half right there. And he's got him over and stretched out. Oh, Kobe Myers in trouble here from Knoxville. He's trying to fight his way off his back here, but it's in there tight. Glasser has got it in there tight. He's chest to chest. He gets the half Nelson reversed, and it's chest to chest. And call it a pin in 54 seconds for Glaser from New Hampton over Meyer from Knoxville. Meyer from Knoxville just kind of a textbook takedown there, but he took him right into a pinning combination and was able to really muscle him over. That was a pretty good performance there by that Glaser kid from New Hampton. So Kobe Meyer, he's just a junior. He'll be back next year, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, Knoxville's got a lot of those young guys in there. We're going to have Chase Bellin coming up, the senior. He's going to be wrestling Kobe Simon from West Liberty, who's only a freshman, 32-18. So I really like our chances here of Bellin moving on and trying to find his way up to the stand. And then our final match in Class 2A is going to be Brennan Lunsford of Fairfield versus Darren Sesker of VMEA. I'm not sure what VMEA is, but when it comes up, we'll let you know.
Van Meter Erlem, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you might be right. Van Meter Erlem.
I'll look in this book and see if it's in there somewhere. You keep your eyeballs peeled for that 220-pound match that we're looking for. And I'll tell you what, now's a good time for us to thank some more of our great sponsors. Want to thank McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon. For all your farm and home supplies, check out McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon. They carry feed, seed, tools, paint, fencing supplies, clothing, and everything in between. McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon. Just a short drive from your place, and I'm sure they're going to be rooting for Tyler Landry.
Yeah, we want to thank Eastern Iowa Tire, GNP Insurance, Crazy Metal Art. I know my wife's bought a couple things there. I'm going to have to start keeping her out of that place. But McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon, People State Bank, and Sinclair Tractor.
Also want to thank American Family Insurance. That's the Phil Griffin Agency, Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC, and Sheraton Valley Electric. They are helping us keep the lights on in Albia, bringing you this live broadcast from Wells Fargo Arena. That is the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships.
And don't forget to text us on the text hotline at 641-799-1437. That's 799-1437.
And Jason said that he would welcome anything. That's his phone. He said anything that the girls want to send him, he would definitely appreciate and grade it like a paper and send it back. Right now, we are waiting on 220-pounders to come out.
I got some expertise in grading papers.
Yeah, I bet you've graded a few of them, haven't you? Coach and teacher, Kevin Cochran.
That's what I should be doing right now, and maybe in a little bit of a downtime here. We don't have anybody coming up. Chase Bellin is bout number 2163, and they're on 2155, so we've got five or six more matches here. And that's what's happened. We've had a couple of those other weight classes that where they've won and they're not wrestling this round. So we're just waiting on 220 to come up here, and we're still have 160-pounders on the mat, 170 and 182.
Yep, and want to definitely thank Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, Harold Trailer Sales, and Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling.
Summer's Car Credit, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, and how do you say that?
Wirtjes.
Wirtjes Concrete.
Concrete.
Wirtjes.
Yeah. That's part of our broadcast team. Gail sells advertisements. Also want to thank Southern Iowa Technologies, Tharp Funeral Home, Billy Penn, William Penn University, and Zapfel Spraying Service.
And Penn Central Mall and, this last one here, Quality Ag.
Quality Ag.
Got to bring you all your spraying needs. Got a pretty good part-time employee, I think, on your hands now.
Oh, yeah. Want to shout out to Eddie. Eddie Cochran.
They're listening in.
Eddie Cochran. They're hauling grain, I think, today.
All right, my mom's listening in then.
All right. No. He's got a radio in that
That's
truck.
True.
Yeah, we got good equipment, yeah. Kevin's father, Eddie, is one of the great part of the team. Great teammate there, Quality Ag. It's definitely a team environment. We got a couple of new ones. Got Brock Webb. He's originally a Wapello native, an agronomist for Quality Ag, and Brogan Bulacek. She's from the Moulton area. They're both Iowa State agronomy graduates. And a couple of young people going to be helping keep things alive and lively for you in your fields for Quality Ag Service. So shout out to those folks. And I got to say hi to Chris Knowles. I know Chris is
the
listening.
Heart and soul of Quality Ag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the glue that holds the whole machine together.
You've been in Florida, right?
Yeah, I went down and visited Allison. Yep.
Yeah, so you've been in Florida. Now you're up here. So it probably proves the place runs pretty well without you there, Joe.
Yeah, between her and Melissa and Lisa, it definitely runs good. Hey, look, we got Russ Oker up here in the broadcast booth. He looks to me like he's been running laps in the track down below here. Russ, great job with your Morton mat side mic. And we got a minute to talk here while we're waiting on 220-pound Constellation to come out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was a good time. I'll tell you, it's crazy down there. It's been a little while since I've been up at the state wrestling tournament. And it's a madhouse down there. It's a great day for the kids, though. Of course, we'd like to see Terpstra get through on the Centerville side. But Albia's off to a great start. Centerville's off to a great start. And another great day of coverage here on KIIC. It's a lot of fun.
Well, hey, here one of the things is that where you're down there with those wrestlers, when they come through that tunnel, you got one guy pumping his fist, and he's all excited. The other guy's maybe right behind him, down in the dumps. So how was Tiger's emotions when he come off? You see kids crying down there in the corner when they're done, and I'm just curious how he was overall with his first trip here.
Well, I tell you, I think at the end of the day, he's going to have some great memories. When I left the tunnel, he was sitting in a squatted position with his head down, clearly shaken about the way it went today. Very disappointed, but I'm guessing if you give him a half an hour, give him an hour, he's going to realize what an accomplishment he had this year and a lot of great memories. But he's awful disappointed right now.
Yep. I mean, that's, you know, you carry that forever. That's always the what-ifs and the could-haves and what could I have done differently. And his match, you know, he was up 4-0 and then give up 15 unanswered points, just got caught in that tilt a few ways. But I know everybody back home is proud of him. We've seen him grow up since a little kid. We helped him coach in Little League Baseball and all that good stuff. And
yeah, he was.
I would take 14 of those kids on my team any day of the week.
He was in junior high school when you started coming up here helping us with this broadcast, Kevin.
Yep.
So keep it up another 10 years, and the kids that haven't been born yet will be up here.
Keep it up another 10 years, and I'm not sure we'll be able to get him up to the booth. You know, he's not a young guy anymore.
I tell you what, if he holds up as good as his father has, he won't have any trouble climbing these stairs to the
Energizer Bunny. I wonder when he's ever going to slow down a little bit. But, guys, I appreciate coming up. I'm hoping to get back up later in the week and help you out. But when I'm not up here, I'm going to be tuned in to Thunder Country KIIC and hope to listen to it quite a ways home today.
Perfect. Appreciate it, Russ.
Thanks for that mat side reporting in the tunnel by the Morton Buildings mat side mic. That was Russ Oker, and we're just seconds away from 220-pounder from Knoxville. That is going to be Chase Bellin coming out.
He's the next match available. We're on 2161, and he's 2160. Oh, he's 2163, and we're on 2162, so the next match available, Chase Bellin, is going to be taking on Kobe Simon of West Liberty.
And I like his chances against that Simon kid. I think he's got...
Yeah, so it's a freshman. He's got 18 losses on the year. Yeah, it's looking good for him. And then, man, immediately we'll take a short break after Class 2A, and we're going to come in and bring you a 3A at 1:30, I believe, 3A starts.
I believe that is correct. Give us a chance to rest our vocal cords here so that we can bring you the afternoon sessions and the evening session. This is a full day of Iowa High School wrestling. We're going to bring it all to you here.
Yep, after this round, you know, 25% of your, out of the, what did I say, 228 wrestlers or something like 226 wrestlers here in Class 2A, 25% of them will be done after this round.
Yep.
We got... And then tomorrow is the big rounds, the quarterfinals, the wrestlebacks.
That's so right. Our second session will start. It'll go from 1:30 to 4:30, a three-hour session like this one. That will be our Class 3A, first round of first-round consolations. Then we will have, from 6 to 9 tonight, our Class 1A, first round of consolations. And that's going to be a great show for you. We'll have those Sigourney guys, the Pekin guys. It's going to be fun. Tomorrow, we'll fire it back up at 9 o'clock. 9 to 1 will be the 2 and 3A quarterfinals, and then Class 2 and 3A second-round consolations. And then we will have a break until 2:30, and at 2:30 we will have the Class 1A quarterfinals and 2A semifinals and third-round consolations. So that'll be a session that lasts till 5:45, and then the long session of Session 6, we will be here from 7:30 p.m. to 8:40 p.m., and we'll get all the medals matches set up for you in Session 6. That probably won't get over to about 10 o'clock. And have we got Bellum out there yet?
No, I'm sitting there looking at 21:62 and now 21:64.
So let's see what track wrestling has on there.
He says I'm
looking on mat 4.